Amu Bongane has got access to a confidential report which was put together about at least some of what happened at Steinhoff. Cherise Takur is the advocacy coordinator at the investigative unit. Cherise, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you for having me on the show.
How long have you been trying to get hold of this report?
So we requested this report in 2019. That's when we made the initial request in terms of the Promotion of Access to Information Act. What transpired was that Steinhoff refused our request for access, and that necessitated us going the legal route by going to the High Court.
And, I mean, is this how long it takes to get documents which probably almost certainly belong in the public domain?
Unfortunately so. I mean, this is the procedure prescribed in terms of PIA, the Access to Information Act. And so there is actually the new reforms brought in by the amendment that gave rise to POPIA, which makes access a little bit simpler in that you might be able to go to the information regulator. But that wasn't available to us at the time. So, we had to just go the High Court route. And as you know, litigation takes a long time.
And costs a lot of money. Did you get a cost order on this, just as a matter of interest?
We did get a cost order in our favor. There was a little issue of an application to strike out, which went in Steinhoff's favor, but we were awarded our costs.
Why did you want this report? I mean, tell us a little bit more about who put it together and what you thought might be in it and why you wanted to know what was in it.
So Steinhoff, after the fallout that happened in December 2017, briefed Worksmans, the firm of attorneys, to then issue instructions to PwC, or rather specifically the advisory arm of PwC. Following on from that, that's what the instructions were: to conduct an investigation into the alleged irregularities that gave rise to the massive short of share price in Steinhoff that we saw in 2017. So subsequently, an 11-page summary was issued, which provided a bit of an overview as to what's in the report. But if you think about it, the summary is 11 pages, whereas the actual report, we're told, goes into the many thousands of pages with thousands of pages of annexures as well. So it is quite an extensive report, and we're sure that it's going to shed a lot of light as to what actually happened at Steinhoff at the time.
Have you had a chance to at least, or not, perhaps not you, but perhaps some of the people in another part of Amu Bongane's operation had a chance to look at it and see whether it has material which is going to change the way we think about this or blow some things open or whatever the case may be?
Well, we certainly expect that it's going to be the case when we do eventually get the report. But for the time being, we've not had sight of anything beyond the summary and that basically forms the basis. A part of our argument was that we made an argument on the basis that the report is not legally privileged. But part of the argument that we had made is that a judge should take a judicial peek to look at the argument, to look at the actual report, to see whether that argument of legal privilege was sustainable. But the judge didn't even need to do that because they found that this report was not legally privileged to begin with. So we succeeded on that first argument, and we didn't have to go to the judicial peak. But we've certainly not seen any aspect of it yet, so we are definitely looking forward to receiving it.
Is it reasonable to assume that when people try so hard to prevent a journalistic unit getting hold of something because they know the journalistic unit will write about that thing that they're trying to get hold of, reasonable to assume that it must be significant, it must be serious, it must be meaningful in some way, because otherwise you have to go that they are frustrating your access simply because they don't like the media, and that seems less likely than the fact that there is something in there that they think worth trying to keep out of the public eye.
I think that's a fair assessment of what could possibly be transpiring. And this is something that is obviously quite concerning in relation to the claim of legal privilege. What we see is that companies just involve lawyers just for the sake of it, just to, say that, look, we've briefed lawyers and therefore we contemplated litigation. But what happened in this case was that Judge Nuku analyzed each piece of evidence that Steinhoff put forward to say that they had commissioned this report in contemplation of litigation, and it concluded that, you know, the evidence did not support this assertion. So in that sense, we think it is quite a victory, because it will kind of address this issue of companies simply briefing lawyers in order to claim legal privilege. It actually has to be sustained on the evidence.
Cherise Takur, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. Advocacy coordinator at Amabungane.